Heber Mayor Colleen Potter says Heber City and Wasatch County have worked for about 10 years acquiring the land to build the bypass around Heber's main street.
The idea is to get this study from UDOT to be able to establish this preferred corridor so that we can ask for funding from the legislature. And ultimately, we want to dedicate that road as US 40 and then have Heber City take Main Street as a local road so that we would have the control to make some changes and try to make it economically a more viable place and a more walkable Main Street.
The proposed route would run west of Heber City through sensitive lands, which will require an environmental study. She says the data shows that in 20 years, the traffic will cause debilitating backups if a bypass is not constructed.
And we will have to have an environmental study to see if it's even doable. You know, there's definitely people speaking out saying, well, we don't want it going behind our neighborhood. There's really no other alternative that anyone has come up with at this point. The traffic studies that they've done so far have shown that by 2040, without any kind of a alternate route, we have likely a mile's worth of traffic piling up trying to come into our main street on Heber City.
Potter says they hope to include bike lanes and trails along the bypass, but they haven't finalized the design or even how many lanes will be built. There is an urgency on the part of the county and the city to adopt the route because of development pressures.
It's not requiring any condemnation. It's mostly open fields, and some of it would be dedicated as part of development on the Heber City side. Other parts have already been purchased with some corridor preservation funds that the county has established through vehicle registrations. So the first section, it's pretty doable. The southern part is a little bit trickier because that route was not preserved. And so some developments are coming in even right now that are going to make it harder.
Potter says they had a great turnout at the public input meeting last week. They received a lot of feedback, and they'll hold another meeting in the fall.
There are some people concerned that a bypass would hurt businesses on Main Street, and there are people concerned who it actually impacts, you know, within certain distance of their property. There's still a lot of concerns about traffic. People are speeding. Actually, it's bumper to bumper, so we get comments on both sides of that, you know, issue that Main Street is. It's just not a vibrant downtown, and a lot of the businesses are concerned about parking.
Potter says they still need to acquire property on the north and central side of the proposed bypass, but the south end connection is not yet defined.
That whole thing will have to be connected from Walmart down to 40 again, wherever that route may be. And UDOT's come up with a new scenario that hasn't been on the table recently, at least in the discussions, that would make it a little shorter and more direct, but that would impact more properties.
The studies will be complete in December, and the public will have another chance to weigh in on the projects later in October. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.